Good morning, 738 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Joins us this time on a Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was talking to you a little bit about this off the air, but I had a chance to go through the Escambia County Sheriff's Office training shooter training facility yesterday, and we're going to do a lot of talking about this at the 635 segment over many days. But I will tell you my one big takeaway was your job is – I knew how hard your job was way more than most civilians. I'm just telling you, your job is super hard, and I even more appreciate what cops have to do.
Well, we appreciate that, and we also wish that everybody could go through that sort of training, shoot and don't shoot type scenarios, and understand more of how fast officers have to think in these type situations, and they would understand a whole lot better. So, you know, we know that that's not possible for it to happen, but we're just fortunate that we're able to have fine facilities like that. The Sheriff's Department is not going to do anything halfway. It's a wonderful facility, hopefully we're going to be able to train there as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, every layer of it to me was, here's all the things you don't know and got wrong. Okay, now next, here's all the things you didn't know and got wrong and didn't think about. Okay, great. You know, it's a hard job. So it really is. I had much greater appreciation for the job and admiration and respect for the men and women who wear the badge. You guys had a couple of things take place in the city this week, including you had a girl who was missing and wound up being her mom got arrested. Is that right?
Yeah, she left Baptist Hospital on her own. She was 16 years old from East Tennessee, was on vacation down here with her father, and was gone for a couple days. And it turns out that she was headed to the Tampa St. Pete area to be with her biological mother, who lost custody of her several years ago. And her mother arranged, made financial arrangements for her to be able to get to the St. Pete area. So she was charged with interfering in child custody.
All right. Very good. I mean, not good. And where's the girl now? Is she back with her dad, I hope?
She's back with family.
Okay.
Yeah, she's okay. It's, you know, good that we found her and that she's safe.
Also, it seems to have been a weird week for just not the norm of crimes. Like, we had this one story we're talking about with the sheriff on Tuesday. You know, cinder blocks getting thrown at people, chainsaws getting used to cut into people's houses or doors or whatever. You guys had a kind of an unusual one, an arson attempt on Jordan.
Yeah, we had it was a 200 block of West Jordan Street. A female was seen pouring lighter fluid on the side of a house and then lighting it on fire. She was last seen head southbound on Barcelona Street, so we're still working that. Fortunately, there were no injuries there, and the homeowner was notified that the structure was on fire and was able to get out. So the fire marshal is helping us with that incident. And also we had on Parker Drive, we had an individual shoot a raccoon out of a tree next to a city park, which you can't do. And that individual was being reckless and is going to be charged in that situation.
Okay, we'll get to the raccoon tree shooting in just a second. Let's back up to the attempted arson. Is a home that was abandoned? It was outside the house? It was inside the house? It was unoccupied? What are we dealing with here?
Yeah, the fire was outside the house, and
okay.
The homeowner, which was inside, yeah, so it was outside, and like I said, the homeowner was notified and of the fire, and fire was put out, nobody was injured. So we're not sure what the individual decided to set the house on fire for. That's still under investigation, and hopefully we'll have more soon.
So that sounds like it could even be an attempted homicide, if depending on what the investigation shows.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you don't know why people do things, but then when you investigate it, you find out that they knew each other and it may have been intentional. Other times there are people that are you know, fighting, having mental health breakdowns that do things like that, such as the person that entered the back parking lot at the police department and set one of our cruisers on fire. So, yeah, you just never know until the investigation is complete.
Okay, now to the raccoon shooting. Okay, so somebody's near a park and they see a raccoon in a tree, I guess on their property, and they decide that the solution for this is to shoot a gun up into the air at the raccoon. Do I have this right?
That's pretty much it. That investigation is ongoing as well. You can't do that. And so there's going to be some there's going to be some arrests made in that case, some warrants issued on that.
I'm assuming that it's a reckless endangerment charge, deadly missile, failure to contain a firearm discharge on your property, some combination of those?
It could be one or all of the above.
And that's, and again, you're in Florida, you're actually, you know, I don't know what the regulation is in the city. You have to tell me, but you know, in Florida, you can shoot a gun as long as you contain it on your property and take reasonable safety that it's not going to hurt somebody. Shooting it up into the air, into a tree, that's kind of violates all of that. But is that true in the city too? Can you discharge a weapon in the city on your property?
You can. Now look, you've got to be able to articulate what you're doing. You can't just go out there and start firing your weapon in the city, target practice type situation. If you're defending your home, defending yourself, maybe even defending an animal, your dog or something like that. So each of these situations are different, and we have to look at the totality of the circumstances before we decide to charge anybody with something like that.
Very good. And that's what I was curious about is, the state has laws about this, and, discharge of a firearm as long as in the county, you can target shoot on your property basically in the county. I wasn't sure in the city what the rule was, but it sounds like you have to explain yourself if you're in the city. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. You have one for me this week?
Yeah, so this one is about car crashes and people automatically saying when the weather is bad, you're going to have more crashes. That's true to some extent, but we also have a lot of those car crashes when it's a beautiful day such as today. So and most of that is due to driver inattention. So if there's somebody listening to us right now that has a phone in their hand in their car as they're driving, please put that phone down. Hopefully you'll save your own life or somebody else's. But on these beautiful days, people are doing everything but paying attention to their driving because the weather is so pretty. So don't days like that think that it's just going to be a great day without crashes, because we have many of them on sunny days. And a lot of that is because of sun glare. We have more people that are out and about. We have more teens on the road this time of year. Mm-hmm. That's why they talk about the 100 deadliest days for teens. And we also have more pedestrians and bicyclists out on days like this. So we just want everybody to go out and be careful. You can go to YouTube and other social media platforms and look at these cameras. A lot of people are starting to put onboard cameras in their vehicles, in their private vehicles. And I'm doing that myself with my private truck. Going to have a camera installed on that, and you can see these crashes happen, and a lot of them are, you're wondering, why did that car cross the lane into the oncoming lane for no reason, or just ran into that telephone pole for no reason? And most of the time, it's either because of a health issue or driver inattention.
You know, it's an interesting note you make about how the nicer day you would think means safer driving, but it's because people are more likely to drive in because they feel safe, and also because they drive more carelessly because they're not scared. Being scared in the rain actually makes you drive a little bit more carefully because you're paying more attention. That's a fascinating observation. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Mike, I'll tell you the one bit of unsafe driving that I have seen more lately that I think is amazing is, and I've seen it on Burgess where it's two lanes, I've seen it on Creighton where it's five lanes, is people who will pull around and drive pass you through the middle turn lane. And my wife says she's seen this more too recently. Is that seems like something you wouldn't normally have experienced in the past, and it seems like the switch got flipped in the dumb people's minds in the last year, that suddenly that's the way they're going to solve feeling frustrated driving behind people.
Yeah, you see a lot of that. You know, those lanes were installed to keep people or to give people that are about to make a turn a place to go so traffic can keep moving. But Gulf Beach Highway is another example of that. But now you see people using those as on-ramps and off-ramps. I mean, you see them get into that and then get up to speed to merge over. You see them passing people because they're where they want to make a left turn is just four or five, six cars up. All of that is illegal. Disregarding a traffic control device, improper use of a lane. There's all kinds of dangerous reasons why you don't need to do that. But you see it all the time with these roadways that have that center turn lane that goes the length of the roadway.
Yeah, no, like I said, we've seen it a lot lately, and it's just kind of, whenever it happens, I'm always like, what did you just do? Oh, my God, these savages. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time, keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Don't shoot raccoons in the trees.